to land.
If I were the love for a white friend, I'd ask the man, Anna.
Really, I didn't think that.
Ah, but that's the point. If you don't think, you shouldn't talk.
Down the rabbit hole with idiots.
Hello.
How's everybody doing today?
What up?
Awesome. Everybody's here. Nobody's succumbed to the legal issues that we've been fighting with. Can you move that Pluto back just a little bit? It's right in front of Tom's face.
Probably looks way better.
Right where it belongs.
Yeah, right where it belongs. Yeah.
Be careful with that coffee.
Dog face.
That's not nice.
All right. So everybody's here today. I'm here. My name is Jake, a.k.a. the infamous extortioner of Disneyland. Tom, you're here.
I'm here.
Obviously. Do you have a rad nickname like me or anything?
No, because you're the one who extorts people. You don't tell anybody you're extorting people, so we don't get in on the action.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Extortioner.
Is that a word? Extortioner. The extortionist?
There you go.
Extortionist. All right. Who else is here?
Missy's here.
And?
Oh, I guess I'm the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back of the bus kind of shit here.
Yeah. Rosa Parks, speak up.
Here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I do have a cool
Stephens
nickname. Hard Time Tom.
Hard Time Tom. That's your nickname.
See,
I don't know where the hell it came from, but
I don't know where either. But when I mentioned that the other day, she's like, "Who? Where the? I never heard him. Nobody ever called him that before."
It may be because from when we went camping, and I had the ghetto flip flops on with the socks, and I have an awesome tan line on my ankles.
That's definitely where it came from. Yeah, it was when we were camping, and you were dressing like a prisoner, pretty much.
That's how I roll with flip flops, man. I can't wear them without socks. Can't help it.
So anyways, it's been an interesting week, hasn't it, Tom?
It's a little bit. It has a lot of fake news going on.
Mm.
But let me ask you something. Mm. What I don't understand is how can somebody tell one side of the story, and then when you offer a rebuttal and offer your side of the story, it gets removed?
Well, that's when you're just a piece of shit fake journalist, Tom.
I can't, you know, I'm all for journalism and telling a story, but there's like anything else.
All right. What Tom's talking about, for those of you who don't know, is obviously there was an article that came out on Mice Chat, right, Tom?
Yes.
By an author, the name of David Koenig?
Koenig. Like kind of like the car?
Koenig with a hard R at the end. What? Koenig? Okay. So anyways, this article came out in Mice Chat, and basically what he did is he copy and pasted from the lawsuit all the allegations that are coming against the rabbits, Disneyland, Kaiser, and a bunch of other people. And so he copy and pasted that. So he hit me up, Tom, and he said, "Hey, do you want to do an interview?" And my first response was, "Yeah, sure. Why don't you come on the show? We're going live tonight." This was last Tuesday. And he said, "Well, I can't come on your show." And I said, "Well, why can't you come on the show?" And he said, "Well, I have an article coming out. I don't want to let my article out to the public before I actually write it." And so my response to that was, you have an article coming out based on my show of all the research I've done. So whose article are you really writing? So I think I pissed him off a little bit. But anyways, so he sent me three text message questions, and I said, "Dude, I'm not going to answer this through text message. It's too complicated of a story to just go back and forth with text. So if you want to interview me, come on my show, or let's do something else where you can record the whole thing." So I said, "I'm not going to do some private text message interview with you where you can edit everything up and all this other kind of shit."
Right.
So he released his article the next day and said in there, and see, I don't have a problem. I mean, it's kind of like shitty journalism, but I don't have a problem with that. I do have a problem with him saying I refused to be interviewed, because that was obviously not the case. I didn't agree to be interviewed the way that he was wanting to do it, but I offered other ways of being interviewed. Now, Tom, if you're a reporter and you're writing an article about a lawsuit with two sides,
yep.
Generally, in most cases, neither one of those sides will talk, because there's obviously their attorneys that are telling them to shut the fuck up and don't talk about it.
Right.
But if you're an actual real reporter and you're trying to do a story about this lawsuit, and one side says, "Yeah, I'll do an interview, but we got to do it recorded somewhere or something else, or you can call into my show," what would you do as a reporter?
Call into the show.
You take that interview.
You take the interview, because somebody's giving you the interview. They're willing to give you the information that you're looking for.
I think the first mistake that we're making is even considering this journalism.
No, it's not. It's hack bullshit.
Well, basically, he took everything from the podcasts and all the research that Jake did and all the stuff that we did and basically, and then read the lawsuit and jammed it into his shitty article.
Yeah, just to sell his book.
And then took credit for it.
Just to sell his book.
And then, of course, that, and of course, because it's one-sided, it makes the social clubs as a whole look like, you know, it just kind of demonizes the whole thing.
Yeah, but, and see, this is the thing that people that read it don't get, because, okay, yeah, it's a hack, news, whatever, it's Mice Chat. I mean, fucking, there's 1 million APs out there, there's like maybe 60,000 followers of Mice Chat or whatever, which is basically less than 0.1% of annual pass holders. And but the problem is you have somebody that writes an article with their name as if they're writing a article when all they're doing is copying and pasting from a, you know, allegations in a court case. The problem is that the people that read it think that this is like the truth and this is factual shit that's going on when it's not. It's ramblings from a madman, the same madman that had a deal with Disney for $1 million, the same madman that was on 90210, the same madman that had a magic coin that would get you into Club 33, the same madman that was on the practice team for the 49ers, the same madman that faked to be a firefighter. So you've got this guy that's just Sarno, who's a piece of shit, just pathological liar, making up allegations, putting it in a court case. Then you have a wannabe real journalist copying and pasting that like it's fact.
And it's for Disney. So if it was for Disney, wouldn't he have like credentials and stuff?
Well, no.
Well, and then you
it's a blog.
Then Jake drafts up.
Yeah, it's a blog. Yeah. But if he was like a legit reporter or journalist, wouldn't he have credentials?
Jake drafts up.
He's a blogger.
I'm not. You're not getting what I'm saying. I'm saying that he's putting all this stuff out like he is this reporter or journalist, but he's not. He's just a blogger.
Well, he's a blogger that's made a career of, well, he has the one book that's about all the Disneyland lawsuits, which is another thing where he just copies and pastes, just assembles the material the lawsuits, puts together in a book. And he did another book about Disneyland behind the scenes. I mean, he basically just makes a kind of a career of just copying and pasting public information and putting it in book form.
So basically, Disneyland probably hates him.
Well, I'd assume that they're not a fan of him. I mean, if he's out there assembling all the, you know, all the issues that are out there regarding lawsuits and stuff and broadcasting out there.
Can you make a career out of shit like that?
Sure can.
Yeah, if you look like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, you can. People will pay for everything.
That's the case. I'm in the wrong fucking career.
Right? Just pop my way through life.
I could do that shit all fucking day.
So anyways, David Koning, you know, he did message me before his article came out. And I told him, I said, hey, come on my show. You can interview me. I'll interview you about all your Mice Chat bullshit. And it'll be a win-win. But his response was earlier in the conversation. It was, after my article comes out, then I'll consider coming on your show and we can talk about everything. So I messaged him tonight, and no response.
Of course not. Well, then you drafted up a response to his article, and then it gets taken down for a rule violation because it says you violated like Rule 3.
Yeah, some bullshit.
Whatever the hell.
And on Reddit, they wouldn't let us respond either, and it's just a couple. The Mice Chat. I'm not impressed with the Mice Chat. Whatever they want to be, fake news, whatever it is. I mean, it's all bullshit. I mean, obviously, they don't let anybody. See, the thing is with David Koning, he had an agenda from the get-go. So he did message me the three questions he wanted answered, and one was like, why did the 12-year-old girl's mother come to you when Sarno was talking to her? Second question was, why did you keep on Sarno after he shut down his club and shut down the walk? And, you know, the way that I remember it is, Sarno never got brought back up on the show until he kept fucking with us.
Sure did.
You know, every time after the initial, like, two episodes, the only time Sarno was talked about was when he was fucking with something, when he was, like, when we got the letter from SoundCloud saying that, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Sarno, blah, 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 taking our shows off the air over there, or when he was reporting it to YouTube, or when he was ever just doing whatever, or when he started back the page to do the walk again. Those are the only other times we talked about him, but it was always him doing some whatever first move bullshit. So I don't know. What do you think, Tom?
I think it's horse shit.
Of course it's horse shit, but
oh, horse shit.
You know, what are you going to do?
But then the what cracks me up though is then the fake news stories come out about the social clubs. There was a couple that I read like all the stupid shit that social clubs had to do, like you had to do to get into a social club or what they did, you know, what we were responsible for at the park, and we'd shut this down and get that shut down and can't go on this ride, and they push people out of the way, and eat their children and all this other stupid bullshit.
Well, you know, the thing is,
I literally laughed through half of
those. It's comical, because
hilarious.
But the fact that people take that seriously, I mean, if you looked at any the social club scene as a whole, the majority of people in the social clubs have children that bring their kids to the park.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, earlier this week, there was something that happened in the club hub where Joe, our friend up from Oregon, some of his friends were down here in the parks, and there was a social club, that came and got in line with them and cut in line in front of them. And when the friends said something to the guys that just cut in line in front of them, they got a bunch of attitude, and it was a bunch of bullshit. Now, the thing that people in social clubs don't understand is it's that simple kind of stuff like that that really gives us a black eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like rule one is if you're wearing a vest, you don't go fucking cutting in line.
Not even if you're person.
And even if you take your vest off, if you're meeting people in a vest in line, don't do it.
Nope.
Just don't do it. You know, there's a way, you know, when there's a big group of us and we get in line for a ride and some other stragglers, you know, get mixed in with us, we purge the line and let them all go to the front. No harm, no foul. Everybody's happy. It's not a problem. But the reality is if when people are jumping lines with vest on, you know, jump into a group of vest or just cutting through the line with a vest on, it just looks bad. The thing that people don't realize is when you're wearing a vest, you're so identifiable. You know, if you're just regular people in the park and there's like three or four people running around and then, you know, one person has to go jump up with them in line, it's not a big deal. But when you're wearing the vest, you're so identifiable that doing that kind of little bullshit really causes a black eye to everybody else that's trying to, you know, make sure that we do the right thing. Because anybody that's in a social club, you know, fuck the mice chat, fuck all these other, you know, groups that hang around the park. The thing that sets social clubs apart is their identifiable nature in the parks. So by nature, anybody that's involved in a social club has to be at the top of their game and has to be a model person when they're in the parks, because you're identifiable.
Right.
You know, it's like you're walking down Main Street on a really busy day. You know, Steph, when it gets like crazy busy, right?
Absolutely.
And it just automatically happens that you kind of bump into a person here, bump into a person there, but it's not a big deal. It's just the part of being in a big crowd at Disneyland. But that's because the people you're bumping into aren't identifiable. Now you throw 80 people in social club vest and they start bumping into you and stuff, and it's like it's identifiable as a group. Absolutely. And it's like, then okay, now it's a problem with the whole group. And I'm not saying that bumping into people isn't going to happen, but you damn well better be, oh, sorry about that, I didn't mean to, you know, there's nothing wrong. You have to overcompensate when you're wearing a vest.
Sure do.
And that's something that a lot of these new clubs, they just don't fucking understand that.
It's because they're assholes.
Well, I think some people have a hard time with it. You know, you go to the parks, and obviously people get drinking, and you kind of lose focus on the fact that you have a vest on.
Right.
And people really have to be cognizant of that, especially now, because obviously the targets are up, and, you know, we've got the bullseyes.
Well, the targets have always been on the SC scene, and like I said, it's one of those things where you have to be on your A game. You have to be above and beyond the perfect guest in the park whenever you're wearing a social club vest. And for any of these presidents that are taking people in their club that don't understand that, you need to get them the fuck out, because they're going to ruin the whole game for everybody.
Yeah. And taking them off, you know, when you've had too much to drink, that's kind of okay. But
well, that helps.
Careful, but, you gotta,
but if you're still being a dick when you're walking around with five other guys in vest and you're the drunk asshole with your vest off, it still makes the whole group look bad. Identifiable.
Pay the $5 and stick your vest in a locker. Simple.
Yeah. I mean, we've gotten to a thing with the rabbits where it's like, hey, if some fool's with you to the point where they got to take off their vest because they're acting a fool, all your vests better come off, because it doesn't make any difference if one asshole is not wearing a vest and hanging out with you guys and you guys are fine. But if you got some loudmouth that's just running his mouth and being noisy and everything and intoxicated, no, it can't be associated with the social club scene. And that's where, like, people clown on the social club scene and say that, oh, they're a bunch of thugs or a bunch of whatever. But I disagree. I think that most of the people in the social club scene are the best, well-behaved people in the parks, because they have to be.
Yeah.
Because everybody fucking knows who they are. And, you know, a lot of the bullshit going around, you've been seeing it lately. It's like, oh, they're intimidating and all this other kind of stuff. And, yeah, and I see a lot of people, like, making up these stories. There was one story about, oh, somebody in a social club came in Florida running into the Royal Hall and picked up Cinderella and spun her around up in the air because they were just trying to see how much they could get away with. That shit didn't happen.
No.
That shit's never happened. And the thing is you see a lot of people in these groups like Mice Chat or other groups when they start, you know, coming down on the social clubs and they start posting up these random fucking weird stories or just allegations that they're intimidating. But then there's no fact there. It's like, well, who intimidated you? What did what? I mean, most of the members in our club are like 5'2", little 80-pound Hispanic chicks and stuff. I mean, how intimidating could they possibly be? You know?
I don't know.
I'm super.
I was going to say, have you met my wife?
Well, other than Rachel, but
no. But I think people get. I think it. But vests or not, some of the people in the club scene as a whole look intimidating without the vests on.
So intimidating or just flat out fucking ugly?
Wow. I wasn't going to go that far, but...
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to hop right to the body-shaming bullshit.
Did you say flat-out ugly or fat-out ugly?
Well, I mean, okay, rabbits, for instance, I mean, we have a club, and we have a lot of big dudes in our club.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of big dudes. I mean, you got Chris Clearly, you've got Abe Hayes, you've got you two guys, and I'm not a small dude, but I'm small when I'm standing next to all you guys. I look like the after pitcher on a Weight Watchers commercial. And I'm still at like 240 or some shit like that, 6 foot. So, yeah. So, I mean.
That was a big thing yesterday about the. I know there was some shit about fat shaming and because I don't know who created the meme, but it was pretty epic of the Free Willy.
Ricky Balbino.
That was pretty epic. I did not comment anything funny on it. I just basically told him he was going straight to hell. But I'm not going to lie.
You were dying laughing inside?
I laughed on the.
Yeah.
I laughed on the outside because that shit was hilarious.
Because it was pretty fucking funny. That was pretty good.
Well, you know, the whole body shaming thing. Okay, all right.
I think we're getting too far with this shit.
Well, here's the thing with that. Okay, and everybody stops saying, well, she should be confident in what she's wearing. She needs to be confident in her body. She can do whatever the fuck she wants. Okay, let's be real.
If you're going to walk out the house looking like that, expect a little bit of confidence.
When I left the house in leggings, right, I knew that was inappropriate. And guess what? I knew that people were going to talk some shit. They were going to walk behind me and be like, what the fuck's up with this gay, whatever, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? You have to wear what's appropriate. You just have to be appropriate. Well,
who
and
wrote
that outfit
it?
Was not appropriate. And I'll be the first to say it, and people are going to say, oh, you're a dick or whatever. But hey, there's stuff that's appropriate for a skinny bitch, and there's stuff that's not appropriate for a fat bitch. Just saying.
Well, who?
Hey, whatever.
Yeah, but who wrote
Hang me up.
I think. Was it Roxy that wrote it? She wrote, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Exactly. Now, should people talk shit about her? No. But will they? Yes. You know what I mean? It's not a matter of whether talking shit about her is right or wrong. But
what happened to sense of fucking humor? What happened
it's
to
out
that?
The window.
Like, I'm fat. Talk about me. Am I going to fucking kill myself over it? Probably not. Am I going to laugh a couple times? Exactly. I'm just saying, what happened to sense of humor? What happened to, I don't give a shit what you think about me. I'm going to be who I want to be regardless.
But that's just it, though. There is no more of that. The age of that is going away.
Bullshit. She knew what she was getting into when she stepped out the fucking front door with that
But shit. What cracks me up about Disney, though, is that Disney allowed her to enter the park. And it has nothing to do...
I wasn't even allowed to go in this shirt.
It has nothing to do with her being heavy. It has to do with her being dressed inappropriately.
I'll bet if I was dressed like that, they wouldn't let me in.
I bet you if a lot of people are dressed like that. And it has nothing to do with, you know, because I know what the people are going to say. People are like, well, if she was skinny and hot and had big boobs and all this shit.
I wouldn't have had a problem with it. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Oops.
Yeah, but this politically correct, it's fucking bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. The outfit as a whole, whether skinny, fat, chick, okay, the outfit wasn't appropriate at Disneyland.
Correct.
Okay. So take that out of, let's say we're at the LA County Fair. LA County Fair is hood as fuck and people can dress like that. And it's, okay, but let's say it's appropriate there. Let's say it's appropriate out at fucking a club, okay? So we're at a club. I wouldn't have a problem with a skinny bitch wearing it. The big girl, it'd be like, girl, what is wrong with you? All the mirrors in your house broken.
I would still talk about her.
Yeah, man. I'd be getting some crackers and dip into that cottage cheese on the legs. Oh. Come on.
It's all in good fun, though. It's not for her to murder herself.
I'm saying, okay, so it's not right to talk about her. I get it. But she's opening herself up to be talked about when she leaves the house like that.
Listen, I understand being big. You have to just, like you said, just because you can doesn't mean you should. I could wear a medium T-shirt right now, but I would look But I would look awful.
Exactly why I didn't wear.
And
leggings.
I would be susceptible.
And
to
if you walked in here and said, and we started giggling at you because your man tits and belly button are hanging out from your shirt, and you started pulling shit where, don't body shame me, we'd say, shut the fuck up and go put on a shirt that fits.
I would look like it's sense. I would come out looking straight out. I was like out of Deliverance and shit. With
Do you want to put this one on?
It would. I don't even. It'd be like fat guy in a skinny shirt. I don't even know if I could get an arm in that thing. But I mean, it's just, it's gotten to the point now where I think we need to start a checklist too for people that are getting fired. This has been like the firing week for people in.
Oh, did you see that on KTLA Channel 5? What's that, Steve? Steve, the guy, he does the Rose Parade for years and all that kind of stuff.
Steve Edwards.
Like that, yeah, I don't even know what happened because I've been watching Channel 5 morning news. I mean, that's just what I do in the morning. I get up, I make my coffee, I watch Channel 5, and Steve Edwards, he's been getting kind of old, and he's been talking funny like he kind of stroked out a few times.
Possibly.
But all of a sudden, boom, he's gone, and I don't even know what the fuck happened to him. Something.
Dude, they're dropping like flies. The NFL Network and ESPN.
It was some
ESPN.
Sexual harassment.
I blame it on Paula Deen. It really started with Paula Deen. Yeah, yeah. Once they found out she said nigger the first time, everything just toppled from there.
Yeah, but
they all just started falling.
Yeah, but she took it to a whole new level when she tried to have like a dinner party for people and had people dressed up like they were on a plantation and
I'm
shit.
I'm just saying.
Hold on. She did what the fuck?
She had like
But isn't she from the South?
She is.
She's from the South.
She suggested as a party planner that was a party that no one had ever done before.
A plantation party.
Yes.
Yeah, they hadn't done it for like 200 years.
Because everything else has already been done, she thought that would be something a little bit out of the box.
Like, was she planning on having like black butlers and shit at this house party?
No clue.
I don't know.
I don't know who the fuck you hire for that party.
Let me tell you something. That pretty much 86'd her career for quite a while when she did that shit.
Yeah, yeah, come on. Yeah, that's where it started. Martha Stewart.
Steve Edwards.
That's about as bright of an idea as saying that we're going to have a Nazi Germany chili oven bake-off. You know what I mean? You just don't fucking do it.
But they
chili oven?
But I think
chili
oven. But there's been like
horrible.
NFL Network and ESPN fired like 7 today. But all big name and former NFL players. Same thing, sexual harassment.
Yeah, I saw that. I heard pieces of that. Yeah, I was busy.
This is a thing.
Fucking with David Koenig.
And then who got in it last week? What's his name?
No comment.
No comment? What do you mean, no comment? Of course you got a comment. This is the underground show that nobody fucking hears anyway.
No fucking comment. I'm just sitting there. Look, let me tell you. Not saying what they're doing is right, because it's not. And I don't want to justify it and make it sound like I'm saying that it's okay for the guys to do what they do. Some of these bitches out here, though, are really just catching feelings about the whole thing. Like, oh, maybe I just sucked as an actress. And, oh, you know what? If I just tell him that he sexually harassed me, then now I get a little bit of credibility. Maybe I'll get an acting role then, or maybe something will happen for me then.
Well, I mean, it's hard to – it's because we don't know what's going on. There's just allegations coming out. Fuck, we've got allegations coming out against us right now that everybody seems to want to believe.
That's the thing, and how much
truth
is behind it?
None of it.
Exactly.
Well, and then Dustin Hoffman got called into the ring last week.
Rain Man?
But the thing that gets me, it's not like it just happened yesterday. It's literally like years freaking later.
Well, Dustin Hoffman's was from 1985.
Exactly. Like, you're really going to come out with that stuff years later, decades later?
85. And then Bertoli, the chef, somebody just wrote it, Mario Batali,
My
the guy
is,
from The Chew.
What's the end game? Why now?
Well, because,
why now? There have been people who have been screaming this shit for 20 or 30 years that it's been...
And nobody gave a fuck.
Yeah,
nobody
why now?
Well, and I...
All of a sudden.
And part of me gets the why some of it, but, you know, when you have actresses who... They don't say anything, and then they win an Academy Award, and they've established themselves. Why didn't you speak up then? Because you were already established, so you could have come out of the box, and you could have said something.
Well, I think they're...
Like after you get your first Tony, you're like...
Well, I think it's a wave, you know? It's like, well, they never had the balls to say it before, but now, okay, well, everybody else is. Now it's acceptable for me to come out, and I'm not going to get fucking reamed if I come out and say it now.
Well, because, yeah, once the Weinstein box opened, that was it.
Yeah, well, because there is a reality here that there's thousands of hundreds of thousands of people in Hollywood, so you know that kind of shit is going on. It has to just by the fact.
Oh, and I think it's been going on for, but I think that's been going on for decades.
Where does the burden of proof lie, though? Like who gets to say that what she's saying is true 25 years ago?
Well, and they're immediately guilty
They're guilty at the accusation.
Yes.
They're guilty at the accusation because obviously all these stuff's coming up and it hasn't gone to court. It hasn't done anything.
As a CEO of a company, though, I could say that it makes sense. I mean, not my own, but like it makes sense to me that they're just dropping these dudes like flies because who the fuck wants to be associated with shit like that? The backlash from those sort of things for people who keep their job is just going to be...
Aaron Cleary just made a good point. The casting coach is a real thing.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
I think it's got the proofs in the pudding now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get it with some things. Like we were talking about the doctor from the Nassar or whatever his name is, the USA team doctor, the one that like he's got like 150 allegations of rape and all kinds of inappropriate shit with kids. Well, they just sentenced him to 60 years for something he did with a college. And they haven't even touched on the USA gymnastics stuff. And the problem with that is those kids, even when it was happening, how can they say anything? Because he's the doctor, and he could very easily just go, yep, she can't go. And, you know.
Well, I mean, men in power have been pulling this shit since the dawn of time. You know what I mean?
But I did say today, though, if I was like a single hot actor in Hollywood or whatever, or athlete, or even a woman, there's not many that aren't going to use their position at some point to get play. I think that's just human nature. As long as it's consensual.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like, where's the line at on this stuff?
Yeah, but
what the fuck is really going on?
Well, yeah, but shit, I mean, no means no.
You know, I hear allegations.
Beyond that.
Well, yeah, but I hear allegations of, well, he leaned in and kissed me. It's like, well, dude, you're a female. He's a male. He took you to dinner, and it's like.
And what did you do to provoke him to go in for a kiss or whatever?
I'm sure cleavage has something to do with it.
Everything.
No, but seriously, I mean, it's like, where's the line? I mean, I hear a lot of, he inappropriately hugged me. He inappropriately kissed me after we went to dinner or whatever. And it's like, well, you know, guys have been, somebody's got to make that first move when you're out on a date.
Well, and I think, and so, like Aaron said, the problem with what's happening now is now the lines are getting blurred because there are people that legitimately have been sexually assaulted that are kind of getting that are getting lumped in with people that are just kind of getting on the rock. They're getting on the roller coaster because it's the thing to do.
Well, I mean, you had that. I mean, it all goes back to crazy, just the way the society's going now. It's like, you know, now if you're 19, 20, 21 years old and you're going out on a date, you better check their ID, make sure that they're of age, make sure it's a valid ID, make sure they're not intoxicated when you go in for that kiss. You need to, you know, have them blow an alcohol breathalyzer before you give them a kiss. And then you got to make sure that if you do go to town with them that you have it on paper that they consented, because the next day they're going to say, no, I didn't consent, and fucking he raped.
I was going to say, like, before you actually go for the intercourse, do you have to, like, get your phone out and bust your camera out and be like, I'm going to put it in now?
Yeah, video statements. The penis is docking the vagina. Are you okay with that? Yeah, video statement.
You know? And the girl's going to be in the background now. Going,
notary. Yeah.
Don't even wear a condom. Just put it in.
Yeah. My son goes out to the club and he has to bring a notary with him and a police officer and one of those ID scanners just before he can, you know, buy a chick a drink. And a fucking scientist to make sure there's no roofies in that drink. And the ABC to make sure there's not more than 2 ounces of alcohol in each drink. Something. Oh, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So
Roxy says, how about you ask first?
I'm before you go in for a kiss?
Yeah, that'd be pretty gay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not like Fagel gay, but like that's, come on, man.
No, I mean,
you're going to ask like, a chick like, before you mind if I kiss you?
Hey, what was that? What's that you movie with Will fire, Smith there it? When he's like the, he's like the, he sets people up on dates there.
Who's like this?
Will Smith, he did some movie where he...
Oh, yeah, Hitch.
With Kevin James, Hitch.
Yeah.
It's the 90-10 rule. Guys go in 90%. And the girl... So we got to go 90%. They only have to go 10%.
So if they close
that 10%, if you go 90% and then they close the door, you're in.
Yeah, I mean, if you go in 90%, if you go in for the 90% and the bitch starts looking like she's limboing, okay, it's probably not a good idea to go in.
Yeah, you should.
So I'm going to go with the limbo rule.
Yeah.
The bitches start limboing, just step the fuck back.
Yeah, you should not grab the back of the head and pull forward.
Yeah, don't pull a Weinstein. But 90-10, I like the 90-10 rule.
90-10.
Somebody's going to make the first move. You go in 90, and she just pops that little 10% forward, boom. Or go after when she's up against the wall so she can't lean back. I don't know. But that's,
Missy, what do you
that's,
think?
That's getting very real.
Girls are into that kind of shit, though. I mean, like, you know, who the hell knows?
From the woman perspective, is the 90-10, is that a reasonable?
Yeah.
That's reasonable, right?
Yeah.
Because we're doing 90% of the work. All you just got to do is go.
You just got to move the 10%.
Or you got to go this way.
Or you got to go. Yeah. You either go 90, 10, make it 100, or you go 90, and then you back up 90 and go, nope.
10% either way. If she goes 10% forward, you're good. If she goes 10% back, get the fuck out.
Comments are horrible.
Well, what are they saying?
Aaron's like, just don't whip out your dick. It's that simple.
Well, yeah, and that's what some of these guys
like
are doing.
That shit, though.
Hey, you know what?
I thought that was the new thing. I've been watching TV.
You know, okay. Let's say, for instance, who's the comedian that got busted? And his thing was that he'd go up to a chick and say, "Hey, you mind if I whip my dick out?" And he'd just whip his dick out and start, stroking it. Louis C.K. That was his thing.
That was his thing.
He kept going up to chicks and saying, "Hey, can I whip my dick out?" And he asked, according to Roxy, that's cool. He asked, "Can I whip my dick out?" But
is he waiting for a response, or does he just whip it out after?
But see, now there's my
key. Was it really a really statement or a question?
But there's my key point, though. That's a guy that's famous, and he's using his fame to get play. If somebody says, sure, you can whip your dick out, how is that sexual? How is that inappropriate? If somebody says, yes, you can whip your dick out, I want to see your dick.
Right. I don't know.
But then they come forward and go, he assaulted me, took his dick out. Well, you told him he could.
Yes. Roxy said you
but
have to
you
ask.
What? They didn't have it recorded.
I know.
I heard something like there's some pop star like a Justin Timberlake. I don't think it was Justin Timberlake, but somebody like that, maybe like a Harry Styles or some bullshit, one of these kid pop stars. And he's got a guy that goes around with him wherever he goes. Girls come up, start talking to him, and the dude pulls him aside, pulls out the waivers, the release forms, all that kind of stuff, and fucking has him sign off before he even fucking gets close to him.
Wow,
that shit's crazy.
Yeah,
but you have to though. You're at a point now where you have to do that.
Yeah, can you imagine Louis C.K. come in here? I need you to sign these waivers. Oh, what are these for? Oh, I'm going to whip my dick out, but I want to make sure that you sign off on this first.
This is what we come to.
Yeah, but Louis C.K., he's doing that. Okay, so he's going out to all these chicks and he's whipping his dick out. Or he's asking and he whips his dick out. But he's done that so many times that he's had to run across a couple freaks, probably more than a couple freaks, and everything just worked out fine.
I'm sure it works for him.
And some of them are being smart, like he apologized, so what will happen is he'll kind of go into the shadows for a little while, and then he'll just reemerge again. People will forget.
Yeah.
But it's the people like, what's his name? Who's the politician? Al Franken?
Al Franken.
The people that are saying...
And wasn't he on, like, an ethics committee or some shit? Yeah. I mean, I'm not, like, the news guy, but wasn't he on the ethics committee? And he even passed some legislature that made it easier for women at work that were getting harassed by their bosses and that kind of stuff?
And then, who's the other one? Kevin Spacey. But he crossed the no-no line. You don't mess around with kids when you're an adult.
Yeah, was that kid a minor?
Yeah, he was like 14, I think. But then it was like 4 or 5.
That's no good
allegations. That's like the no-no line. So the pretty good chance that we'll probably never see Kevin Spacey again.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, and I'm not saying that I condone rape by any means. I don't. I guess that I've been talking for the last 5 minutes, and it sounds like, oh, he's condoning rape. No, I don't fucking condone rape, but I think, I don't know. Steph's looking at me like I'm condoning rape.
I'm like, no, stop right there, wherever this is going.
But I think the lines get blurred a lot, though, of what's.
I do, too.
I think that's only from the outside looking in, though. Hey, for the individuals who are truly, truly having these problems in the world where people are unjustly touching them and molesting them and shit like that, I really feel bad for those people. And I'm, like I said, I'm never saying that any of this is a good thing, because it's a horrible thing for somebody to, steal your innocence like that and put you in a space and position. I would imagine to fuck your whole life up behind that. It's just my thing is like, how do you know who's telling the truth and who doesn't, Because if what they're saying is complete bullshit, they're basically ruining these people's careers, for their own selfish reasons.
I could totally see that happen,
that
though.
Fucking sucks. It just sucks that that's the world we live in right now, where nobody could be honest about what they're going through and what their experiences
are. Well, like Aaron raises a good point. Like us as men, we have no idea, what it's like to go through that on a day-to-day basis. Because I'm quite sure it happens with women more than it does with guys. I know there's been a few men that have come out with that stuff, but it's more women. But like with Hollywood, that's the prime example. That's like the boys' club. That's like, it's like the old men's club. And in that, to a lot of them, it's acceptable.
Yeah.
Mm.
Horrible place.
Miss, did I ask you permission before I ever kissed you the first time?
No.
I didn't?
I don't think I asked.
Did I lean in more than 90%?
I don't know.
Did I ask to whip my dick out?
Yes.
On date two.
Yes, you did.
I did. I said, hey, excuse me while I whip this out.
That to me that would be the creepiest thing ever.
I would
where's
run.
Where's V at?
That's a good. What a girl.
Yeah, that'd be creepy.
I would run. I think you're like, okay, you fucking creeper.
You mind if
creeper?
I just whip it out for a few moments on?
Well, but even like you're getting close to somebody, and a lot of times the first kiss is like so fucking awkward. Anyways, you know what I mean? It's like, should I, shouldn't I? And if you're gonna stop and say, would you mind if I kiss you and can you sign right here and can I get that video statement? It's just not going to fly.
Well,
dude.
I think can I whip my dick out is a great icebreaker.
Yeah.
Because you're going to know immediately.
If she's a freak, she's good for it.
If you're in or out.
If not, it's true. It's true. Yeah, it's
or like, she just might laugh in your face.
Yeah.
That might be a great
do we have we got to find a couple single guys in the group that are willing to test this theory for us?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what you do. You meet somebody on Tinder, you meet somebody on Plenty of Fish, wherever these people are meeting people.
Oh, no, Tinder. I think you got to go up there.
No. I'm saying once you get with somebody on a real date and it's like, "Hello, I'm Jake. I'm here to pick you up for our date."
No, I think he's saying like random.
Yes.
Oh, random. No, yeah. You got to just go up to a chick at a bar and go, "Hey, I think you're fine. Can I whip my dick out?"
And get it out of the way up front.
Just break the ice. I think that's an amazing icebreaker.
It's only going to go one of two ways. I think it's either she's going to smack the shit out of you or she's going to fucking laugh so hard that her stomach hurts.
V, come here for a second. Grab, turn that microphone on.
I think it's going to work horribly.
I think
98% of the time.
Needs to be turned on.
I think I would legit laugh at that person's face and be like, "Oh my God, you're such a creep."
Listen, I'll buy the beer for somebody who's willing to do it.
We need a hidden camera show for this. Hey, grab that mic. Take it out of the holder. But we were talking about, you know, with Steph and you, the first time that you guys kissed. Do you remember that time or were you roofied? Did you pull Bill Cosby or anything, Steph?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So where did you guys first time you ever kissed? They don't know. This
don't
was like a few decades
ago. I don't know.
Hey, you don't know.
Me. Looking at me.
Well, I mean, but if it was the first time that you guys kissed and Steph. If he stopped in the middle and asked if he could kiss you, don't you think that's kind of weird?
Yes.
Yeah, he's that's odd.
Rachel, if Tom was going to kiss you the first time,
mm-hmm.
and right before he did it, he stopped and asked, Rachel, may I kiss you? Would that be weird?
Yeah.
Okay.
But creepy.
It's weird.
Would it have worked better if I just said, I think you're hot. Can I take my dick out?
That's creepy.
I really want to test this theory.
Honestly, if someone does that, the girl's going to sock him in the face.
Well,
I like think I said, an old school gal might. These young girls, I don't think they would.
There would not be a fucking second date, that's for sure.
Yeah, but that's just it. I don't think it would have worked back then. I think it would work now.
Mm.
Well, Tinder's like that, basically, right?
Well, it's like...
That's basically what Tinder is. Tinder is like, yes, 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 hell no, yes, yes, hell no, yes. I'm going to take my dick out.
It's pretty much what you're looking at dick when you're swiping box. Through those dudes. You can just imagine every dude standing there with
his
dick in his
hand.
Like, would I fuck him? No. No.
Like, I would think you were a creeper.
Well, then...
Can
then
I take my dick out?
And people are posting in here about the what comes up when the people, you know, well, she wanted it. It's how she was dressed. I don't agree with that. I think girls should
dress. No. I don't agree with that at all.
Girls should dress in what they feel is appropriate and they should feel comfortable in. And if they're confident to wear what they're wearing, that's fine. But it has nothing to do with what you're wearing.
No, I'm not. By no way would I ever say that, oh, this girl is, you're dressed too attractive, so you deserve the rape or some bullshit like that. I mean, I would never go that far.
But there are a lot of people who say that. You know, that's the first cop out. It's like, well, they shouldn't have been dressed like that.
Well, we're not calling you a hoe, but if you wear a hoe uniform, just saying.
Oh, what some affiliation.
What's a hoe uniform? What qualifies?
Yeah, V, what would be a hoe uniform?
I'm just curious.
Well, V, what did you think about that girl, that picture that they posted up of that girl in the parks? Grab that microphone. Get back over here.
Well, she's laughing externally, so we
okay,
we
you saw the picture, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so it was a girl... a biggin, or what is the politically correct
BBW
plus size?
No,
plus
they're BBWs.
Okay, I think it was a little bigger than big, plus size. Women. It's okay. I think it was like times size, not plus size. But okay, so she was a big, beautiful woman, and she was standing there, and she was wearing short shorts that were like hiked way up her ass.
Both of them.
Both of her asses. Mm-hmm. I know, she was like a quadra ass. And she was wearing a top that covered her areolas were definitely covered, but the back boob was rather amazing.
It was a continuation boob.
Yeah.
Through the side.
Okay, so that being said, somebody like that, I mean, how do you feel about somebody? I mean, what do you think? Are you like, well, yeah, she's a big girl and she should be damn proud of her whatever, and that's totally appropriate for her to be wearing.
I think it's
that
inappropriate for Disneyland for anyone to dress like that.
Where would that outfit be appropriate?
Nowhere.
Okay.
Nowhere.
So nowhere.
Disneyland, I personally, being plushest myself, I would never wear that.
Plushest.
Ever. Like, I think you should dress accordingly to your body size.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah, you don't see me wearing hipster
skinny
jeans.
And it's not about a confidence issue. It has nothing to do with confidence.
I think that girls... Oh, let me just be quiet.
No, why?
No, go ahead. No.
Why? Why? I mean, you're the only one that can. You two are the only. Are you three are the only ones that can comment on it? I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, whatever.
You obviously want attention. To me, it's an attention seeking thing.
Yeah.
And like, whether it's positive or negative, she wants that. Whatever it is,
she just wants to be looked at.
She just wants attention.
It's just gross.
No, I don't
think we all should be exposed to it.
No, I don't think that everybody should be posting pictures of her and totally clowning
making
on her.
Fun of her.
Making
I mean, that's
fun of her and stuff. That's low.
That's
but
low.
The bottom. I mean, do you agree with me that the bottom line is if somebody goes out wearing something like that,
you would need to expect to be shamed,
or someone make comments.
It's just going to happen. If you don't want people to
but
talk about
reality.
You, then dress like a normal person.
But what I want to make sure this is clear. What I'm saying is it's not right to do that. It's not right to body shame anyways.
No.
But the real world is, if you go out wearing shit like that, people are going to talk shit.
Absolutely.
There's a problem. People are going to talk shit no matter what.
If she had appropriate clothing on, people are still going to talk shit.
Yeah,
there's always going to be a pocket.
No, but she's basically putting a red sign on
her.
Oh,
yeah.
Saying,
I mean, you're
like a red flag. Like,
yes.
Hey, look at me.
Yeah,
she wanted the attention.
Yeah, she's obviously widening the field of play.
I mean, it was going up.
Yeah, best.
No pun intended.
And she probably wouldn't give two shits what anybody thought about her either.
Well,
no.
Clearly, if she went out dressed like that, she didn't give a rat's ass.
Yeah.
She's no, like, I don't. She was more concerned with where she was going for lunch and dinner and lunch, dinner, snack. And all that other shit.
I still think that I think Frankie Baldino's meme that actually be that may be the meme of 2017. That might be the meme
of
the year.
That was horrible. I'm not even gonna promote the shit by posting those pictures during our actual podcast, whatever. But,
but that might actually be the meme of the year.
Yeah, that was
dude,
pretty
some,
damn
hard. Some of those Brandon Charles memes.
Those are pretty funny.
Pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Just don't wear those clothes, girls. Thank you.
Okay, but you would have said that if it was a skinny bitch too, right?
No.
Yes, but nope, at least me. It wouldn't hurt me. I don't think it's appropriate
mean, it
to have your
you?
Ass cheeks hanging out at Disney. Period.
Yeah.
Like a skinny whatever.
I mean,
fat,
yes,
it doesn't
the skinny
matter.
Girl's gonna look better in it. But do I want my little nieces and nephews
their
at
eye level
seeing ass cheek?
Exactly.
Like, no.
Oh goddamn! And I was thinking about that. I saw her in that outfit and I thought, holy shit! If I had to walk up the stairs behind her, getting on screaming,
I mean,
California,
I'm kid size, so that
it would probably
traumatize you.
Yes, it would definitely traumatize.
Yeah,
me.
I would close my eyes and walk up and fall on my face.
Yeah, and what if you close your
less.
Yeah? What if you yeah? What if you close your eyes and actually walked into it. It's even worse. You can't look away. You have to look to avoid.
I think I'd want to put my kids behind there. You know, kids are pretty honest when it comes to shit like that.
Yeah.
And not going to lie.
And I would just love to hear what
I
kids
have
would come
a pair
up
of
with.
Shorts like that. But I literally only wear
And where do you wear them at?
The beach, the lake, the river, anywhere where there is
Yeah,
water.
Where you're covering up your bikini anyways that you're going to be slipping into.
Exactly.
I wear mine to work in the morning. That's how I dress. That's when I work
Steph
on cars.
Steph got that sexy vibe.
Oh,
going.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I can see you out there with a tool belt on, short shorts, working on them
see,
cars.
Oh, any
yeah.
ideas.
Six of my cheeks.
Oh, she's
hanging
got
six out the back. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ass does not look like that, girls. Sorry. Your ass is way better than that.
Worse or better? Better?
Way better.
Way better.
He has one ass.
Oh, Steph, you got one big, beautiful black ass.
Big, beautiful black ass.
Chicken ass. He has a chicken butt.
What's a chicken butt?
No ass. I have no ass.
No, it has a butt, but it goes to a point.
Oh, it's like a butt that goes to a point?
Like yeah. Dimple sides.
He's got like a little cute one and a little cute one.
Mine's just
flat. The only reason why I know that is because I literally saw something of like...
You saw Steph's ass?
No.
I was going to say, we got an issue.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No.
Oh, streaking.
On some like doctor thing on my Instagram, and they were showing some girl's ass where she had the little dimples, but he filled it in, so she had like a round ass.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Nobody's filling in these dimples.
No, my ass is flat. Although the leggings did make my butt look a little bit better.
Put a little lift in there.
Yeah, could you imagine if you did some squats?
Put a little plump in there. I do squats, and I still have no ass.
You didn't put sock in there like Josh did, did you?
No. Nope. Mm. Nope.
Yeah.
No, you had the gust of wind.
That's right.
Mm. You know, and I was thinking about that too. And this is a side note, but because I was watching all the people, are not all the people. It's just some people from some stupid troll page, whatever, clowning on the SC scene. And really, that has nothing to do with what we do. I mean, obviously, their main complaint is that they're intimidated and they're scared and blah blah blah. So, I mean, none of these assholes have ever come up to anybody in the park and said, "Hey, oh, you're intimidating me, and I don't like social clubs." It's all online, just warrior bullshit. So, first off, what does that do? It doesn't affect what we do at all. We go to the park, we do the same thing that we always do. We're nice to guests, we make sure that we act appropriately, and we just do our thing. So, really, all that online chatter, it doesn't really mean shit to what we do. But I was looking back, and I was kind of analyzing the kind of the SC scene and the stuff that's going on. It's like, you have all these Disney groups that are out there, you know, and there's big groups that are out there. But the SC scene, I mean, I'll say it. We don't do a lot, but I'll tell you what, we sure do a whole lot more than anybody else. Like last Sunday, two Sundays ago, when we were doing the anti-bullying thing, we raised a couple bucks for anti-bullying. They were doing a toy drive that same weekend. You know, the SC clubs are out there doing a toy drive. You know, we've got something coming up for Meals on Wheels. And you know what? The rest of these people out there, they're going to suck my dick. Because you know what? We're good people. We're doing the right thing. And we're actually doing stuff. And while you're sitting on your fucking ass, typing away, saying how you're intimidated by denim, well, whatever. Fuck you. I don't give a shit.
Just make sure you ask if you can take your dick out first.
That's an awful lot of blowjobs.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, it's just a bunch of people that like to complain about
but
it.
But that's everything. What it is, though. It's just.
But really, these huge groups are no different than a social club without a vest.
They're not. They're
because
not.
They and do that,
but,
meetups.
But that's what I said. The thing about social clubs is that it's fucking identifiable. You know what I mean? That's keep talking. I got to grab another complaint. Beer.
That was the main complaint when I was reading all the stuff and Reddit and Mike's chat and all that stuff. That they what they kept going back to
is the people invest.
The vest. Well, what's the one that they the bats day?
Yes.
How do people not find that intimidating? I think it's cool as fuck. But
yeah.
I think a lot of people look at that and go. Holy shit, look at all these people dressed like, you know, goth and all that stuff. I think a lot of people get intimidated by
that. Thousands of people.
But like Jake said, because that's identifiable. Do people feel intimidated on Gay Day when there's, you know, 8 million red shirts in Disneyland?
Because it's identifiable.
I do.
Well, I mean, I don't feel intimidated, but, you know.
Whatever. I'm intimidated by all the awesome shirts that I see.
The red shirts.
All the great designs. So many great designs.
Oh, on Gay Days?
Yes.
Oh, they get super
what
great.
They come up with?
Crack me up, yes. Oh, so many
but
great
I,
designs.
But I think that's what it is. People, but and it also creates buzz. You know, people like, oh, I can't believe Disney allows this.
Yeah, it's probably scary for your basic Republican mind.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Republican. Just saying.
Does it scare you?
No, it doesn't scare me.
No.
Did you guys see on Facebook this thing going around with this kid from Tennessee? Keaton.
You know, I saw it posted, but what was going on with that?
So basically, he posted a video on, you know, social media. It went viral. He's being bullied, which is obviously a problem. That's not okay. And he's being picked on in school, and he basically posts this video, and he's crying, and he's speaking out against bullying. Well, he's tagging all these famous, like, A-listers, like Snoop Dogg and Mark Ruffalo and all them.
Yeah, I even saw Hillary Duff redo it.
Yeah.
Well, the mom reached out, and then people started picking up on it, and now, like, you know, fucking flashed across the country, went viral, like, almost immediately. So she put together a GoFundMe, because basically she's a single parent, and she has kids to take care of, blah, blah, blah. Well, apparently she raised just over $54,000.
Which... I don't know. I kind of have an issue, but so here's my thing. So then an MMA fighter for Bellator reached out to the mom and said, "Look, I saw your son's video. It's heartbreaking. I want to fly you and him out to L.A., come to my next fight, meet the fighters, show him he's got friends. And the mom turns around and says, well, I created a Groupon page. GoFundMe page, so if you could just donate to that. So...
Yeah, it turned into a money-making
scam. So, of course, that turns people's stomach. But you have people like Mark Ruffalo and Chris Evans and all these people saying, I want to invite you out they're donating, and they want to fly him out to, like, premieres of movies. Well, yeah. Then, Snoop as you Dogg. Peel the onion back, even Snoop Dogg was like, DM me so we can talk, which I think is great because, obviously, bullying is a huge problem in this country. Kids are just, they've taken mean and,
But cruel. I also heard that he was bullied.
Well, yeah, that's where I was going. So then they looked at the mom's Facebook page, and, of course, it's like her and all the... I don't know, family members with Confederate flags and shit, just kind of doing their thing and, texting back and forth. Like, there was a text message from the MMA fighter. It's like, why can't us white people just stick together?
Good question. So, go ahead.
So, it clearly turned into a money-making thing. But then, like Missy said, when you peel the onion back further, it sounds like it really wasn't bullying. It sounds like he was calling some black kids the N-word.
Oh, okay. So he was starting this shit and bringing it on himself.
Yep. Well, I mean, who knows who started it or where it was, but that's just kids fighting. There's a difference between getting bullied and...
And two kids sticking up for each other, themselves.
And kids talking shit to each other that turns out into a fight. I'm not saying that bullying's okay. Bullying is a huge problem in this country. The problem I have now with GoFundMe is that kid is never going to see that money. If the money is truly for him,
of course not.
Then somebody behind GoFundMe should turn around and say, okay, this money is going to be set up in a trust fund and put away for him. If
right.
That's truly what it's for. Because he's never going to see it. That money's going to be all gone.
Yeah, mommy's going to take it.
I still don't understand what the GoFundMe is for exactly.
Well, she was saying because she's a single parent and she can't buy them their regular necessary products and
their white sheets for the KKK meeting.
Close your fucking Christmas legs and stop having like sex and stop.
Whoa, easy, Missy. That's racist or something. I don't know.
I was not racist.
It's something bad.
She's a woman.
It's something you're not allowed to not say. Sexist. I can tell you that.
Well, I said it there.
But I think that's the huge problem with all that is that's the other thing I don't like about GoFundMe. I think it just gets used, it gets misused a lot.
Yes.
Speaking of GoFundMe,
speaking of GoFundMe,
Steph, what's our GoFundMe?
Don't forget to donate. Awesome. See, at least
what a good
doing
segue. But see, we're actually segue. Giving we're giving shit away different. Though.
Yeah, yeah. No, plus everybody's donating towards a great cause because this is, of course, something that we're all going to be able to utilize from time to time when we're out doing, concerts and checking out shows and just hitting the beach on random weekends and shit like that. So we're putting towards something. It's just not just frivolous donations.
All right. Well, okay.
I just want to put out
we got to get back to that. But while we're talking about bullying and stuff, we are going to get... Hogan, go ahead and do that. Where's our link? Where can they find it right now for anybody that's listening to the show right now?
It's at the top of the Club Hub right now because we are not private and we're a public page. You can look at the top of the page and find the link there.
It's pinned up there. You want to get in the raffle. It's $5 a ticket and you get 5 tickets for $20.
Yes, sir.
And how many people do you think are in it so far yet? I think the chances are pretty damn good if you get a ticket right now. And when are we doing the draw?
They are, actually. We're doing the draw next Tuesday.
And how many tickets do you think are out there right now?
Right now, there's probably about 300 tickets out there.
That are sold out there?
Yeah, give or take.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Shit.
How many?
You figure 5 tickets for $20. We're at just over $600, I think.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know it was going that well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually surprising me. So you've got a 1 in 300 chance right now to win a classic NES. What all is it, Steph? It's the...
SNES Classic, the NES Classic, which you actually can't get anymore. They're not making any more of those. Amongst a whole plethora of other
bullshit.
Original coin, all kind of wireless.
The coin, goodies. The original White Rabbit coin. That's very hard to get. That's the only one out there that I know that's available.
Absolutely.
Until we actually That's it. That's all it's about.
And I will tell you, there's been a couple big donators. So people that haven't donated know that you're going to have you got some heavy competition.
Couple big ones that have donated through this particular fund. Heather Smith, she's out there. Shout out to Heather.
Mason
doing big things.
Yeah, little man doing big things.
Well, he got that big TV. He wants those systems to hook up on his new TV.
So. Yeah, he does. His big new 4K TV.
Okay, so anybody that's watching the show right now, you go to the top of the Club Hub. It's pinned to the top, and if you want to get a raffle ticket to get on this, when are we drawing it, Steph?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
You got 1 week left, and somebody's going to walk home with all this bullshit.
Absolutely.
But now I forgot where I was going to go with it.
We were talking about bullying.
We were talking about bullying. Okay, now here's the question that a lot of people... the whole Sarno thing and all this other kind of shit. Let's talk about that for a second. Tom, do you feel like we bullied Sarno?
No. I think we eliminated a significant problem for a lot of people. And it has nothing to do with... I think it's a wide variety of things. Like, I think we eliminated a problem in the SEC scene. I think we eliminated people from being exposed to a pathological liar.
Yeah.
A person who is inappropriate with children.
Yeah.
So I think we eliminated a problem. I don't think we bullied him.
But is it okay to do that, to fight back bullying with... Because we kind of just bullied back.
Well, yeah. And I don't think...
We're like the Robin Hood.
But we also gave him the opportunity to defend himself, and he chose not to do it. I think there's a difference. Like, when a bully doesn't let the victim speak, they just... That's the whole method of bullying. You're not allowing them to have a voice. We tried to let him have a voice to rebut some of the things that were being said against him.
There's a lot of people think that, oh, we were too harsh, we were too this, we were too that, we were too this, the other.
I also think I think those are people that weren't there or around in the community
Half the people commenting on all this, you know what I'm saying? So I think have no idea what was going on.
Exactly.
They have no clue.
But the people that were around, the people that did know, you know, they're not...
There's no such thing as too harsh when it comes to our children. Because if we don't protect them, who the fuck else is?
Amen.
You know what I mean? These are our babies, man. This is our future.
And that's damn straight. I mean, you know, bottom line is you still had a dude that was text messaging a 12-year-old at 1 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, all this other kind of stuff.
And I don't care if...
Wrong stuff.
And I don't care if it wasn't sexual. It doesn't matter. The whole thing is just inappropriate.
You can't put a good spin on that. There's nothing you can say that would appropriate... some adult male talking to some random child at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning about anything.
I don't think it would be.
And especially when it was so much of a stranger, some guy that they just met in the park for like 5 minutes one day.
Yeah, it's not like it was like her dad checking in on her.
I don't think it'd be okay if it was six o'clock at night. I think it would matter if it was 10 o'clock in the morning. I think it progressively gets worse the later you get.
And then specifically with Sarno, so you're dealing with a guy. I mean, that's originally what got us looking at him, was this whole thing of a mother coming out saying, hey, this guy, he's 40-something years old, and he keeps messaging my 12-year-old daughter. Well, send us a text message. They send us a text message. We look through them, and we're like, dude, this guy's texting this 12-year-old girl, like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, consistently, for like a month.
As a 40-year-old, what could you possibly have to discuss with a 12-year-old?
Nothing.
Absolutely. I have no reason to text any 12-year-old. If I need to talk, there's no reason for me to talk to a 12-year-old. If it's something club-related, I'll talk to their parent, talk to their mother. I mean, why would you even open yourself up to, like, some kid that you met for 10 minutes to go talking to them and sending them message and message and message and message?
Heck, when he was doing sound for our musical theater stuff that I would do with my best friend, and they had to get mic'd up, he wouldn't mic them up. We would mic them up.
Because there's no need for me to. There's other people there that work for the kids. I don't want nothing to do with it. I don't even want to talk to the little fuckers. I don't. Parents are crazy. Kids are crazy. I don't want nothing fucking to do with kids. I don't want to watch your kids. I don't want your kids riding in my car. I don't want to take your kids to the bathroom. I don't want to do shit with your kids. You do that your own. Or ask Missy to do it. She's a female.
It really but I ain't fucking with it kids. It has to be that way too, man. Because we're supposed to live by it takes a village.
I agree. I agree with that. But I mean, if they're not my fucking relatives, if they're not my nieces, nephews, my kids, my grandkids that are probably gonna be coming soon, fuck, I'm getting old. What the fuck am I sitting here doing a podcast for? I'm on the verge of.
I'm pretty sure
Chris Cleary said that Sarno was like two steps away from meeting Chris Hansen in a kitchen.
Exactly.
So I think we actually have saved Sarno too.
Oh, we probably did. We probably got that motherfucker. We got him to run away from Disneyland fast enough that he didn't end up with his ass in jail.
Because I'll tell you, if that was my kid, well.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
So these motherfuckers that come back and say, well, why were you bullying Sarno or whatever? Because he's a fucking moron, dude. Yeah. He was a creep.
Yeah.
And we, yeah, okay, so what? So we exposed him. And even before he got exposed, it's like, dude. Just fucking go away. Just leave.
After the walk, he had every opportunity.
And then he came back in my face and started telling me shit about how he talked to his union rep and all this other bullshit when he was unemployed as fuck. And it's
but
like,
being
okay,
exposed,
here we go.
How does that consider being bullied?
We didn't lie. We exposed with the fucking truth. We exposed with the actual text messages of what he was sending.
And we actually
exposed with people that had firsthand relationships with him that called in and told their outrageous stories with a guy. We didn't lie. We didn't make shit up, period. Well, we just made it so everybody was aware of what was going
on. Yeah, we just provided the forum. We didn't even have the information. The information came to us. And people came because I think that's why a lot of people come to us, because they know we have a forum where we're willing to do it.
And we're here. We're here to kind of help look out for the scene.
And I think for the most part, I think we help. I'm sure there's sometimes we've probably made things worse. But I think our intention is always good.
Well, you know, like one of the comments I saw going off a lot, where people were like, "Well, if Sarno was such a bad person and all this other shit, why didn't they just go to the cops?" Steph, how do we answer that? Because that's a good one.
I don't know. Ask Brandon.
I mean, to me, he was a creep. He was a liar.
Cops need proof. I don't.
Cops. Well, see, that's the thing. He was a liar. We knew he was a liar, but you can't lock somebody up because they're a fucking liar. He was messaging a 12-year-old girl, but he wasn't sending his dick pic, and he wasn't asking for extremely sexual stuff. It was just creepy as fuck.
What were the cops going to do for that?
They would have just said that's inappropriate.
We stopped something before it got too fucking criminal. Now, the money thing with all of his fundraiser and all that other kind of stuff, they're like, well, why don't you turn that over to the cops? I don't know. That was kind of a difficult one because...
He was already over and done with.
Yeah, I will tell you though, in the reality of the police world, that would be so low on the totem pole
and so hard to prove
that nothing would ever happen.
And it goes from Sacramento to Southern California. We talked to some cops about it, and they're like, nobody's going to look into this because it's spread out all over the whole fucking state.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to look into this bullshit.
No. The jurisdiction wise.
And then people look at me and they're like, well, you got his wife fired. Okay, his wife worked for the Sacramento courthouse, okay? Sacramento courthouse is not going to fire one of their employees based on what some jack-off down in Southern California is saying on a podcast.
No.
They're not going to open up themselves to that kind of illegal bullshit.
Yeah, she was already on some foul shit.
She was already on some foul shit.
We can't help that somebody that worked there heard the podcast and went, boom, like mind blown, like holy shit.
This has
been going on for months.
Yeah.
This is happening right here at home.
I gave that bitch $10 for her.
Yeah, you know she baby that juices. that girl that worked for the courthouse one day, she was listening to the show and she just went mind blown, like I'm ready. I'm getting that bitch fired. So that's your
fault. But even that being said, a coworker wanting to get her fired. The city is not going to fire an employee. You know how hard it is to get fired as a city employee?
Well, not for nothing. Do you really think they're going to go back and listen to our podcast and go,
no.
They don't give a shit about us.
She was doing her own dirty stuff up there, and that's what she got fired for.
All we did was make the information available for the general public, which I think is pretty fair.
And it's I don't know about you, but we're not even going to ask for this information. It's literally
and like I said,
dropped
we gave
in
them
our lap
opportunity. After opportunity to come on and tell their side of the story. Clear the air. Maybe we've got it wrong. Maybe people are misinterpreting. Come on the air and clear it up. And not once. She did, although she chimed in a few times when the mom was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When he was being wrong. And then she just got annihilated because she tried to defend it. And people just chewed her up and spit her
out. You know, whatever. I mean, okay, so...
Yeah, how do you try to defend your husband from some shit like that?
You would look like an idiot.
Which is exactly what happened.
You know what I mean?
Well, there was more to it than too, because whenever all the shit went down, John took the messages and edited them
yeah.
and showed the people in his club and his wife these messages. And then when some of the people said, okay, enough's enough, and they left his club, and I sent them, I said, like, here's all the messages. This is what started it off. Mm-hmm. Here's all the messages from top to bottom to that girl. And they're like, holy fuck, this isn't what he showed us. So, you know, he was tweaking and twerking and, you know, all those bullshit.
Hey, can you check the club hub to make sure the raffle's pinned there? I got people messaging me saying
that it's not pinned.
Can't find it.
Can you tag me in it, and then I can definitely pin it?
Sure.
I don't know where it's at because for the raffle. Yeah. Oh, so back to the happy raffle after we get off these.
Yeah. So do I think that we bullied him? No. I think we eliminated a serious problem.
And I stand by that. I still think we did a good thing for the. Our main concern was the SEC.
I think we did
involved in the SEC, and I think we did a good thing.
I think we did a good thing for humanity.
So what? He's got this bullshit lawsuit out there that it's been almost 90 days and he hasn't served anybody. That shows you how seriously he's taking it. And the lawsuit's out there, but fuck it. You know, one douchebag from Ice Chat went and published it and got a little bit more attention where people are talking shit. But they can talk shit all they want. It doesn't matter. I still think we did the right thing. And all that shit that's going on, it doesn't affect the social club scene at all.
No.
No, it just doesn't. So anyways, I guess we got to get that raffle link going.
Oh, it's pinned to the rabbit group, not the hub.
To the rabbit group, not the hub. Hold on, let me get another thing.
Oh, we got to get it in the hub then. That'll drive that shit right up.
The raffle. The good old raffle. All right.
We got some good prizes in there, people.
You posted it, Steph? I'm trying to see how I can find it.
Yeah, I know for sure it's at the top of the rabbit page.
First prize is probably worth a retail of probably around 800 total.
Yeah, let's
see. With all the stuff?
Just the first prize, yeah. Well, like basically what you'd have to pay if you went out and paid full price. If you went out and bought these things online, you'd be paying. The two systems would probably cost you between $500 and $600.
Sounds about right.
And then our coin has fetched upwards of $300. Because it's the...
Well, I don't know how to... Hold on. There's a link in here somewhere, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I'm going to post it again on the hub right now.
Post it in the hub and then I can pin it. Or Chris and Aaron can pin it. They're watching.
Nicole Conchello said maybe we get on TV Court. How the fuck do we tag Judge Judy?
Yeah, TV Court. Yeah, I mean, but I'll tell you what—it is frustrating when that Mice Chat article came out that just went through the allegations, and the fucking moron that. See, the thing is about David and his article with that Mice Chat—he just copied and pasted that. We already been through that, and he did that. But any real journalist would want to talk to somebody.
Of course they would.
And I was willing to talk to him to give him, you know, refute these facts of, like, in the lawsuit it says that Jake came up to Sacramento and did a podcast from a park by my house. I've never been to Sacramento in my fucking life.
Right.
You know what I mean? And somebody took my hometown and flyered my picture all around it calling me a pedophile. That never happened. Nobody made a T-shirt with his likeness
at
on
least
it.
We weren't responsible for it. I'm not saying that didn't happen.
Well, if it did happen, it wasn't from me. That, you know.
Is there somebody impersonating us?
Well, maybe. Charles. Charles. Maybe it's Charles.
I hope whoever is impersonating me is a lot hotter.
Yeah. All right, so I just posted a link to that GoFundMe.
All right, I'll pull it up and I'll tag it to the top. All right, so the link's up there, people. For anybody who wants to get on this raffle, there's 1 week left. It's going to somebody. It might as well be you. For $5, you get one ticket. For $20, you get 5 tickets. And for those of you that are not math savvy, that is a free ticket.
How are we doing this ticket issue? How are we doing that?
Well, what we're going to do, you know, if you have your name in there 20 times, we're going to print your name out 20 times. Crumble it up into a little ball, stuff it in a hat or a bag or some shit like that.
So we're just going in bingo style.
All right, who are we gonna have? Yeah. Who are we gonna have? That's a neutral character to come in.
We're gonna do this during the show. Actually, we're gonna.
Yeah, but we need a trustworthy. So many people are gonna say like, "Oh, fucking, there, my name wasn't in there, whatever." No, we need an outside, trustworthy, neutral person to verify this and draw the name. Somebody.
Sure. Pick one.
I don't know who.
Whoever wants to come out. Somebody who didn't donate. Apparently.
Somebody
who's not interested in winning the game.
He's always here.
Aaron. Sith 187, 182.
He's trustworthy.
He can bring us food. See, that's good thinking, Missy.
Yes.
How about this? For anybody that's interested, if they want to send one rep from their club down here to be here to make sure all the names are in the hat and all that other kind of stuff and stand around and kind of watch and see what happens, make sure it's all legit, they can send one rep down.
I'm pretty sure we just pawned off all the work. That was awesome.
I know.
And I still like the Aaron idea because there's dinner involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can bring that 6-foot burrito.
Yeah.
Aaron. That didn't sound right.
That's like good.
Not his 6 foot burrito. A 6 foot burrito.
6 foot burrito.
Aaron, you have permission to bring your 6 foot burrito. I'm just.
I don't know if
you know.
Aaron's out there listening.
He was earlier, I thought.
Okay. So, I mean, the link's there.
Oh, he's there.
Yeah,
he's
there.
There he is.
All right. Let me unpin it so it just floats at the top because while it's pinned, they have to actually. It's unpinned from top, but it's at the
Shauna,
top.
Shauna, we can't have a rabbit.
We can't have a rabbit do it
because then if there's a rabbit wins.
Aaron's perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
but you can come if you want to hang out, but you can't do the raffle.
And we're doing that next Tuesday. We're doing the show here next Tuesday. But I'm not working next Tuesday?
No, it's my dad's birthday on Tuesday.
Well, yeah, but I'm not working next Tuesday. I thought we had a rehearsal or something for Christmas. Is this next week? Is that the last show that we do for the year? Are we going to take the next 2 weeks off?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Next week is going to be our year in review.
Year in review.
I don't know what the hell that means, but
Aaron stepped out, so he wants to know what's going on. You are coming
next Tuesday.
Next podcast on Tuesday.
He's our official verifier of the names for the drawing and the raffle.
You're going to bring your 6 foot burrito, and you have permission to take it out.
Fix request.
You could whip it out.
Yeah,
like
you can. You can whip it out.
Yeah, and that's.
I bet you we could get Aaron to do that if we got him drunk enough. I bet you we could get him to walk up to a chick and go and ask.
He
that
has
question.
A girlfriend.
Damn
she
it.
Does?
Yeah, she's a rabbit.
Oh.
Oh, wait.
Little Bree.
Oh.
Little Bree.
They're still together.
I think so.
I don't know.
Oh, shit. We might have some TMZ shit going on right now.
I don't know, but I think so.
Well, if he... Well,
all I know is there's a lot of rabbits been out there fucking getting pregnant and shit, and it's getting sideways. Something. I guess that's how we grow the club.
Yep. Future rabbits.
I'm not allowed to talk about that? Well, they posted on their fucking Instagram that they're pregnant. It's fucking public. I'm not dropping
it's
no name.
Public knowledge now.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't before.
It's in the library of the internet.
Sarah, yes.
Nothing
Come
ever
next
disappears.
Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and we got to talk about this Friday.
This Friday.
Okay, now this isn't just a rabbit thing. This is for anybody that wants to come out. We're having a Christmas party at Club 80s, South Corona.
80s attire.
Just Google it on your phone. I don't know the address. It's Club 80s in Corona. It's the only one there. And we're doing that at 7 o'clock this Friday. Anybody in the social club scene that wants to roll out, unless your name is Domingo or Sarno, come hang out. We're going to have a big party. It's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody's dressing up 80s. Miss, what are you going to dress up as?
80s.
80s what?
But can't reveal. That's secret shit.
Yeah.
It's not secret shit.
Sure is.
You should dress up as the little dude from Fantasy Island that goes, the plane, the plane.
Christ.
You're terrible.
Yes, she was barely. Were you even around? What year were you born?
84.
Oh, yeah.
That show was like long. What the hell was that? What's that little guy's name?
Tattoo.
Tattoo, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Tattoo. You should be Tattoo. He just wears a little white suit. He's from the 80s. He's 80s as fuck.
You should be him.
No, I'm too tall.
Yep.
I'm going to be
my
version of Matthew.
Can I dress up like Magnum P.I.?
You'd have to shave your beard, though.
Mustache?
Yeah, you'd have to do the handlebar.
Oh, no, don't do
God,
that.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do it.
You'd have to
don't
do like
do that.
You would
I
have
saw
to do
those in memory pictures. You don't ever want to do that.
You'd
again.
Have to do like
last
70s
time,
porn.
Last time I did an 80s party, I dressed up in like a white linen suit with like a turquoise shirt underneath and went like a Tubbs
Don
and Sprocket.
Johnson,
Don Johnson.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, I did that. That was a long time ago. Yeah, I was waiting for it. It might have been before you were born, Miss. I don't know. But it was a long time ago.
That wasn't too easy. What else we got to talk about? Oh! Let's not forget about the Meals on Wheels.
Okay, yeah, another thing we need to talk about. January 7th?
7th or the 4th?
It's 4th.
The
first Sunday in January.
I want to say it's
for whoever
7th.
Has
the
calendar.
I want to say it's the 7th.
Well, whenever
the first is on a Monday, so
whenever the first Sunday in January is, for anybody else that wants to tag along and do this, we're going to be doing a electric scooter, a disability. Can you call it disability scooter?
No, for Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, but what we're going to be doing is a grand tour.
We're
on
going
scooters.
To do a parade.
Or a parade. I'm
we're
sure
doing
we're
a scooter
doing
parade. We're doing a scooter parade to help Meals on Wheels bring Meals on Wheels. To old
it's,
people.
It's like metaphorical.
Twister, say
it's
that.
Metaphorical.
I know, right? No, so, literally what we're doing is, I know I did post this on the hub, but I think we should probably post it up again. Same thing we did with the rabbit page. We're going to do the tees. Tees will be $20 from small to XX. And half the cost
proceeds.
Of the search, the proceeds are Meals going to Meals on Wheels.
All right.
And so anybody also post a couple links too for people to donate.
Donate straight to Meals
Absolutely.
On Wheels.
Absolutely.
So it's just yeah, no, I
this is such a great idea, but there's a pretty good chance Disney is gonna
it's gonna be all over Mice Chat where they're gonna say, yeah, I went to the parks and all the social clubs fucking stole all the electric scooters, god damn it.
Do we have an inside scoop to know how many they have?
No.
Outside the park.
There's a shitload of companies.
Rental companies that will drop them off at any hotel, and you just pick it up there. They just leave with the bell cap.
And I only need one. I have to get one.
Because you already have one. You have one.
They started with $35, I think, was the least we've seen so far.
Yeah,
that's
Apple,
cheap.
Apple scooter rentals.
$35 is cheap.
And we need to figure out what the fuck we're actually going to do, because everybody's going to rent these scooters, and we got to have some type of a game plan. But we'll figure it out.
I can't wait till we go to stop at a ride, and we have to park it like...
Exactly.
Like... MC
we need
style.
To like order on Amazon those little flags. So
I think that's a great
like
fucking idea. Actually, I think that's a great idea. The flags would be very flags. Purposeful.
Yeah.
Just remember, it's going towards a good thing. It's a wonderful thing, you know.
It is.
A lot of people when they're old, they don't have anybody. You know, their families are all gone. Their kids don't give a shit about them, or even if they do, they don't have time to come visit because they have busy lives. But you know, they depend on people like this to help them out in situations where they can't help themselves. And we're all going to be old one day. And if you don't have kids, or even if you do, maybe your kids won't give a shit about you because you're a shitty parent.
fuck.
They're going to send you to a home, and you're going to need this kind of help. But it's for a great cause. Everybody remembers Abuelita, and you know, you have grandparents and you know, older siblings and aunts and uncles and shit.
So we're basically
something great.
Yeah, basically we're just doing this as something to bring attention to Meals on Wheels.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I, Tom, I've learned in our adult age is we can get away with doing all kinds of stupid bullshit as long as we tie a charity into it and bring attention to the charity, we're good.
Yep.
Like the leggings. The leggings, it was anti-bullying for whatever the fuck. Meals on Wheels for our
scooter
invasion.
See, this is the thing. If it's not physically hurting anybody, and we're not being rude and inconsiderate to people, who's it really bother?
Can I just say that I think as the first or one of the first orders for 2018, we need to get a midget.
Oh man, we're back on the midget thing.
We need a midget.
You know, the last time I got kicked off of fucking the time before last when I got kicked off of Facebook was when we did a show about fucking midgets.
You got kicked? Why?
I don't know. There were some midget memes going around or something, and those midgets, they don't fuck around with getting fucked with on the internet.
No, but
those cabbage fingers can really report shit like a motherfucker.
That was a low blow.
And the one potential. That was a low blow. The one potential.
Yep.
Got fired.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I really had my eyes on that midget that was working at Earl's Sandwich. I really wanted him to join our club. Plus, I love those Thanksgiving turkey sandwiches they have there. But he's gone. He got the boot. Can you boot a midget? That's wrong. But yeah, we are still.
What was the issue? Could he not reach the counter?
I don't know. He had a little step stool that he drug around with him.
He did.
Yeah.
That he'd walk up to stuff. So,
but I think that has to be one of our first orders. By the end of first quarter 2018, we need to have a midget.
Yeah, because the club's big enough where we've had a black, Muslim, Jew, atheist, all this other kind of shit. Even we got an Egyptian now with Sharif.
He called you shit because.
No, I said all this other shit.
I think we may have some satanic people in there.
Sure we got some satanic people in our club. I'm pretty sure we do. Who's satanic in our club?
I don't know. There may be a few, though.
And we got Shanna into that fairy bullshit. We've got all kinds of people in the club. But what we are missing is a midget. We definitely need a midget.
Bring us full circle?
Yeah, 2018 is the year that's going
to
happen.
I think Shauna and Nate need to recreate their LARP wedding one night for a podcast.
That would be cool too. But so that's what's going on. How long have we been doing this show? We started at 8:00. It's 9:30. That's a good hour and a half. Are we going to keep going? Do we have anything else to talk about? I feel like I'm missing some stuff.
I don't know.
Anyone?
Bueller? What did we talk about?
Anything?
Bueller?
Podbean? Do we have anybody we need to give shout-outs to for Podbean?
We probably do.
How about shout-out to everybody who fucking listens to this crazy, wild, silly, hell of a show every week that tunes in.
And they put us on their TVs and shit. That's pretty legit. That's pretty legit.
Yeah, the people that listen to the show, it's pretty cool.
So a shout-out to everyone who listens.
Yeah, because you could legit be doing anything
tonight,
else.
All 45 of you, thanks for hanging
out. I don't understand why they're not doing something else.
I'm pretty sure Monique's doing something else.
You know, if Shayna and Nathan do the LARPing wedding ceremony, can I be a flower girl?
If you put on elf ears.
You got to dress like an elf.
A fairy.
A fairy.
A fairy, yeah.
She would be a perfect fairy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
But yeah, to everybody that listens to the show and tunes in, and it's funny, I was checking the stats on Podbean the other day, and it's like there's people tuning in the UK and some other shit, and it's just like, how are they even hearing about this show? Where are they getting it? I don't know. It's kind of odd. But
yeah, because here there's really no filter.
People look forward to
it. Yeah, this is a true no filter show. Hey, so I ran into Charles the other night. I mean, I run into him every weekend.
Did he have his juicy sweats on?
Dude, he did have a pretty epic sweatsuit on.
We got to get Charles back down here to do the show because now it's. I ran into him on Sunday. You know, normally, me and Charles, we work together, but Sunday was the employee party for Club 80s. And Charles comes rolling in, head to toe, black sweatsuit with hashtag no filter down the leg, no filter on the chest, all this no filter shit. And I was like, this motherfucker just like knocked off a Victoria's Secret and repatched that shit. But, you know, Charles, the No Filter Show, you know, those guys, you know, Charles is my buddy. The funny thing is I clicked on their show from last Sunday, and I'm watching it, and he starts off the show, and he goes, yeah, we're going to do some Truth or Shot. And I'm like, fuck, didn't we just do that like a week ago at Monique's house? Weren't we doing Truth or Shot?
Pretty much.
And then he goes, and then we got that game that well, I forget what it's called.
Speak
What's it called?
Out.
Speak Out, where they put the thing in their mouth. And I'm like, didn't I just talk about that on the last show that we were going to do that? We haven't done it yet, but I said we were going to do it. So I'm starting to realize that I think Charles's show is just like the urban knockoff version of our show, kind of something.
I don't know. Urban refiltered?
Refiltered. Yeah, because the original unfiltered is right here. But yeah, Charles is a good guy. Me and him, you know, we have fun. We like to tease each other, go back and forth. I mean, and me and Charles get along fine. Now, everybody in the club hub that hates him, that's a different fucking story. That's not my problem. I told him to watch what he said, but he didn't, you know, he didn't heed that advice. No, Charles is a cool dude.
Come here whenever he wants.
Yeah, Charles. Well, I mean, he's supposed to come down. Is Charles going to do the rap battle?
I thought so.
Is he? Can Charles rap?
I don't know.
No, I don't think it was Charles. I know.
I don't think.
Sure
I don't Brandon think. Is. I don't think it's been
I
him.
I know it's Frankie and Brandon.
He might.
Oh, it's Frankie and Brandon. They're gonna do the rap battle.
Yeah, all black guys must look the same.
Yeah, I just assume Charles because he's very urban. In
Charles
skin
looks
tone.
Like Brandon.
Yeah, he's got that urban skin tone. But yeah, so that's
they're saying
come
we
up.
Should do an X Factor show next.
An X Factor, like a talent show, yeah, where we get like
no X Factor.
What
yeah,
the
that's
fuck
like,
is X
that's like a talent.
It's like a talent show.
But yeah, that's like yeah.
I was thinking Fear Factor.
Tom, if we did a
we
talent show, if we did a talent
factor.
Show,
I think we definitely need to do.
We
fear
need to
factor.
Do a Fear,
a fear factor,
factor
show.
Show.
The production.
I'm just going to say that Courtney is not allowed to enter because
Courtney would win hands down
fucking,
on any.
He will do
shit.
Anything.
After we did that Ghost Pepper challenge show the last time, I had one left and I gave it to Courtney. Courtney just popped in his mouth, started eating, and he was doing some work, and he's just. Yeah, it's kind of hot. I think the scorpion chili was hotter, and he just kept on chewing on it and eating and doing his work. He didn't give a two fucks about that ghost chili.
That's crazy.
But we still need to do the girls. The girls were still interested in doing it.
Yeah, there's. We're going to do the chip challenge with them.
Oh, okay.
The chip challenge. And
well, those chips are never going to see the light of day again.
No. We should get Monique down here. Maybe she gets some of that chip powder on her finger and then go flick her bean and just listen to her scream.
So people are giving us ideas. They want Rabbit Got Talent. No,
Rabbit's Got Talent? Okay, if we did a talent show, Tom, what would be your talent?
My talent? Shit.
See, this is the kind of shit we need to take on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really have a talent.
A rabbit talent show?
No, if you're going to do a talent show, what would you do? Would you sing a song?
If I was drunk enough, maybe. Because in my head, I think I can sing, but I really, in reality, I...
What's your favorite song? Like, when you go to a karaoke bar, Tom, what do you sing?
I don't.
Oh, come on. There's got to be one song. What's the song that when it comes on the radio, you sing along in your car?
There's a Michael Bublé song. Rachel knows it.
You do Michael Bublé?
Yeah.
Really?
What the hell's the song?
Do you know the lyrics to that song?
Oh, shit.
Hell no, I ain't doing it right now.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hell no. Hell no, I won't go.
But Rachel. That is a show. That's a show. No, we should definitely save that for a show.
Rachel, what's the Michael Bublé song that Tom sings?
We should get Kyle up here.
Lip sync battle would be fun.
Yes, like the ones that they do on that show. What is it?
Andy's watching tonight. Shout out to Andy. What's up, brother?
Hey, Andy.
What the hell is that Michael Bublé song that I sing? I'm not singing it right now. They're trying to get me to sing it, but I'm not doing it.
No, hold on.
I refuse. I can't think.
What is it? Turn that mic on, Ray. In the sky, something. Oh, that song.
Oh,
what song is that?
I know that song.
You know how I feel.
Uh-huh.
Muse did it too. Hold on, let me find it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a new dawn.
Rachel says I can sing that song really well.
What is the name of that song? People are probably typing it in.
That's a Nina Simone song. Yeah.
Yeah,
but if you play, he's gonna sing along because that's his jam.
Did somebody name that Michael Bublé song? It's a cover song.
Is that Miss?
You know how I feel. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. And I'm feeling dumb.
He's so wanting to sing.
You know what?
It's feeling good. It's feeling good. Let me find it real quick.
I will tell you, one of these days, I'm just going to do it and just get it over with. It's like a bucket list thing that I just can't.
Karaoke?
I can't get out of my car. I do car karaoke.
You do car karaoke?
And Rachel's the only one I'll sing in front of.
No, you sing in front of the kids.
Oh, the kids, yeah. They don't give a shit. They just put their headphones on. They got soundproof headphones on. They're like, I ain't listening to that shit again.
How the fuck do you spell karaoke?
Do you know what karaoke means?
It means, no, I don't know what it means.
It is Japanese for tone deaf.
Japanese for tone deaf?
Well, I'm deaf, Nate.
Hold on, let me get the screen over here so you can see it. Hold on.
Yeah, Jake is for real trying to get me to do karaoke right now. I'm not. I have to be drinking.
No, you don't.
Yes, I fuck.
No. Where's the audio?
I can get you a girl shot right now.
That would take a whole.
Here we go.
Come on, Tom. Come on.
You know how I feel.
Come on.
Sun in the sky.
You know
how I feel. There you go, Tom. Come on, kick it in. Kick it in.
No way.
Yes, come on.
I don't even know this song. On by.
Nope.
You know how I feel.
It's a new dawn.
Come on.
It's a new day. It's a new life for me. Come on, Tom.
Come on.
And I'm feeling
good.
There you go, Tommy. Get it.
One of these days, I'll do it.
Come on.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, Tom. It's moving you. It's moving you right now.
I feel like I should be watching, like, some burlesque show.
Fish in the sea. You know how I feel. That's it. That's all you get.
No.
Fuck that shit. I'm not doing this nonsense.
He sounded so sad.
Shit.
So sad. He's got the mood of the song.
Yeah. One of these days I will. It's one of those songs. It's like a bucket list thing.
I think that will be a great fucking show.
That's a tough song, man, because there's not a lot of musical cues to like get you in it.
No one.
He's basically just singing right
over it. You know what it is? It's one of those things when it either works or it doesn't. Like, I've done it a couple times. Rachel's like, you sing that good.
It's better when you're drinking.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No,
I should have played it with Michael Bublé. So
and she'll tell me, like,
if
I sing something and it's, she's like, no, you shouldn't be singing that.
I am like Cameron Diaz in My Best Friend's Wedding when she goes to that character.
But I will do it. Like I said, it's a really like a bucket list thing. I would love to like go on like, what the hell is that show? Like The Voice and just say I did it.
Really?
Yeah, like I said, it's like a bucket list thing. Like, it's one of those things where I wish
See, now I got you vocal cues. You can sing along with Michael.
Damn you.
Come on, you can do it.
It's easier, way easier.
Sun in the sky.
Come on, Tommy.
Not gonna lie, I love Michael Bublé, so.
You gotta cut loose. You gotta cut loose.
My sister's seen him.
Yeah. Breeze drifting on by.
Oh, here we go. Smooth.
You know how I feel.
Oh, I think you need to stand up, Tom.
He looks so nervous.
It's a new day.
It's only us.
It's only you and 34 people. We're losing listeners right now. Nobody wants to hear me sing.
Oh, that's fine. So you should feel more comfortable.
Feeling good. Oh, come on, Tom. You got to stand up so you get the hand motions in it.
I'm feeling good.
Get it, Tommy. You're taking us out tonight.
Fish in the sea. You know how I feel.
Fuck that shit, Tom. Get it.
River running free. You know how I feel. Blasting on a tree. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life.
You're getting hearts, Tom.
For me. And I'm feeling good. dragonfly out in the sun.
Just making me laugh.
Show them likes and hearts for him.
Butterflies all having fun. You know what I mean. Sleep in peace one day it's done. That's what I mean. It's a new world. There's a new world and a bold world for me.
I can't do that. No.
Yes, you can, Tom.
I can do the big one at the end, though.
Oh. You can do the big one at the end?
I can. What?
He's busy. He's karaoke-ing for us.
Rachel says he's not giving us the whole show.
I think it's because he's usually in his Batman underwear right about now. So I really got the name Hard Time.
Yep.
Stars when they sky.
Oh, get it, Tom. Now you're going.
You know how I feel. Scent of the pine. You know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine. And I know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Oh,
I'm feeling good.
There you go.
All right.
Very nice, Tommy. Very nice.
Why do you get nervous? You can sing.
I
cannot sing for the life of me.
I'm getting fire.
Woo! Yeah.
Tom 2018.
Tom was on fire. They're looking for the dollar bill emoticon.
Definitely feeling a social club karaoke night, though.
If there is one song I would ever do, like straight out, I would do that.
That one. That's a tough song. That's a tough song to do as a karaoke track because there's not a lot of musical cues. It's
if you're not watching the screen, forget about it.
You got to be on that. You got to know that song.
So
yeah, we should definitely do a karaoke.
Miss, if we did a talent show, what would you do?
I have no talents.
Oh, you got to have something like shoot a ping pong ball or something.
No. No.
You would do nothing for a talent show.
I don't have any talent.
Why step over there laughing?
Sorry, you lost me at ping pong ball.
When you said shoot a ping pong ball, like, where is she shooting that ball from?
That's a fucking talent right there.
I was going to say, Missy, what the hell are you guys doing up there?
That's, you know, you get bored when you live in the desert.
Steph, what would you do for the talent show?
I don't know.
Honestly. What would you do?
I definitely wouldn't sing. That's for damn sure.
You'd play the drums?
No, that's too complicated. I would definitely wouldn't do that either. Steph plays drums too.
What are you talking about? You own a drum set. You played drums for your whole life.
Yeah, I know, but not right now.
Well, what would you do? Show. Okay, well, what
talent
would you do?
I mean, you got to like either sing or stand up and do comedy, or you got to do something. Something like just the microphone and you, pretty much.
I have a feeling that'd
magic.
Be your bag.
What?
Comedy.
Comedy? Like write 5 minutes of SC-related comedy?
Sure.
Well, you're quick.
I could probably
That's
do that.
The one thing Jake had. Jake's quick.
To be witty.
Yeah, he's very quick with stuff.
I could write like 5 minutes of comedy.
I'm quick once in a while.
SC season. SC people. Whatever. All right, we've been doing the show for an hour and 41 minutes. Are we wrapping it up, Tom? Are we done?
Yeah, you motherfuckers got me to sing.
Fuck yeah, we did.
That's a good way to end the show.
Any other plugs that we need to do? Thanks to everybody that supports the show and watches it. If you want to actually support the radio show itself, if you go to Podbean, search Radio Underland, you can click on any of our shows, and there's a Patron tab that you can click on. And we appreciate all the help. Helps pay for some of this gear, some of this overhead. You can donate as little as $1 a month, as much as you want from there on out. And we appreciate for all the people that have signed up and done that already, and for all those of you that are thinking of it, it's already greatly appreciated.
We'll see you guys on Friday.
Yeah, this Friday. Don't forget, this Friday, Christmas party, Club 80s Corona.
80s bring your attire. 80s shit. 80s attire. That's very important.
Yeah.
Don't punk out and wear some stupid shit. It's going to be balls out.
Yeah, it's going to be balls.
Jake's
going to
whip his dick out.
I, for the record, would not be pulling out any body
parts. I was
going
to say, who can we get Friday night to just ask some random female at Club 80s if
we could have Charles do it?
That would be Courtney.
Courtney will do it. Courtney will do it. Courtney will go up to any girl at the bar, any girl at the bar, and say, "Hey, you look hot. Can I whip my dick out?" He will do that.
He will do that.
And I will bring a recording device, and I'll record that happening at the bar.
I think if he does it 5 times, it works twice.
Yeah.
All right. You can start. Here's me doing karaoke. Just rip. We'll shut it out with this.
All right. Web.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Night.
Make sure you donate to that raffle. Friday. Good prizes.
It's past the middle of 2014. Like Manny says, you're irrelevant, bitch. So you're on your way to Disney. Got a new patch found on Etsy. Well, okay. Hitting up Patch Maker Plus. She'll sew your design without a fuss. And you can't wait to go on Sunday. But the one thing you didn't do is check your patch design on the Club Hub now. You're a copycat motherfucker. And you're totally fucked. So douchebag, check your patches and your name before you print them. Don't start a Star Wars club because there's already too many of them. Oh, does this break your heart? 5 minutes of research before you started? Come on. You ain't ever getting noticed. No, you're never getting noticed. Getting noticed, no, you're never getting noticed. You ain't ever getting noticed. No, you're never getting noticed. Come on, just give it up right now, son. Your club is already done before it began. But you keep trying to patch your two friends, and they think your club is stupid. So now you're patching weirdos, and your club is kinda special looking. You ain't ever getting noticed, cause your shit club isn't noticeable. And just give it up now, cause it all fucking sucks, and you're just lame, and it's just a bad idea to begin with. You're never getting noticed, no, you're never getting noticed. Stop your shit club just right now, cause you are never getting noticed. I know it breaks your heart, can't get a date to go to the park now. And you're dancing all alone, kinda like Andy on a Sunday night. Should've joined a club, starting your own was a bad idea now. But at least you have your stolen patch design, yeah. You ain't ever getting noticed, no, you're never getting noticed. Just stop right now, cause you suck and you are never getting noticed. Just take the patch off your back now and put a real one on there. Join the rabbits or the nightmare keyblades or any other club that's been around for more than a couple days, because you suck at this. Just don't even try doing it. It's a horrible idea. Just really bad idea. No, no, you're not going to be cool if you start your own club. It just sucks. Starting a club sucks. Being in a club sucks. But you doing it on your own, that really sucks. There's plenty of them out there. You're into Star Wars, we got Star Wars. You're into Pirates of the Caribbean, we got Pirates of the Caribbean. You're into Toy Story, we got Toy Story. Small World, fucking name it, there's a club out there already. Just join another one. Quit trying to do this shit on your own. You're going to fail anyways. 80% of the clubs fail. What makes you so special? Yeah.